Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark, there's set to be a couple of zoning meetings here in the town of Orchard Park. I know that the one is happening over at Wings tomorrow, Thursday, and then there's another one coming up on October 2nd. What are you hoping comes out of those meetings, comes out of those discussions in terms of rezoning here in Orchard Park?
I'm hoping that they rezone the whole area for everybody, not just pick and choose locations. The last meeting I went to, they were talking about Sterling Drive and Benzinga's or whatever it is over by the plaza by Target. And what good is a hotel over here when the stadium's right here? You got the old stadium site. This should be like Gillette Field. Their hotel is on the old on the stadium site, which is unbelievable. And they have all sorts of all sorts of shops and stuff around there and stuff like that, which is a cool idea. Which they do have that idea to do stuff, but I just feel that Orchard Park's dragging their feet, and Hamburg's going to get the site for a hotel before they're going to beat them to the start. You know, they can do anything they want. If Hamburg gets the idea to put the hotel down the street, well, you don't need another hotel. We want one right here, right where all the business is. Then you bring the businesses in. You got plenty of room to develop that whole area.
With the work that right around the stadium is, as you've made mention to me, stone's throw from the stadium, what are you hoping to see in terms of the rezoning and allowing that to see future development down here? What development?
Well, you know, any type of development's going to bring business. We've got a gas station going across the street. We've got, you know, other places, you know, car washes. Car washes don't do nothing for nobody, but they're popping car washes up like they're lemonade stands. I don't know. And I just think the more development, the more people that are going to come out here. But you got it. I mean, opening a store, you see the McKinley Mall is failing. If you open another mall, who says it's going to work? I think they need an attraction. They need a water park. They need something. They need hockey. They need something. That old stadium site could be used for a million things. And nothing's in the drawing boards for that at all, and it should be.
What are your concerns then in terms of with development if things do get rezoned to allow for future development?
Well, we're zoned for a certain thing, but I want to be zoned like everybody else. I want to be able to do according to what the town will allow me to do, what everybody else is going to do. You don't just draw a circle and you leave the house next door out. Everybody's got to be included. The biggest fight that was over by Sterling Drive area was all the people were over there. They don't want a hotel over there. They don't want it to be over three stories. You know, it's got to be. You're not going to get a hotel in this area with a three-story hotel. We obviously need rooms, you know, and I just think it's something's got to be done.
Do you believe that, you know, if rezoning laws are changed to have buildings that are above three stories, that people, developers, will look to come to this area and immediately start to set up shop here?
Right. That's why there was no development done for the 50 years the stadium was here. They didn't allow anything over three stories. They wouldn't allow anybody to put a hotel over here. The hotels are over by the old Seneca Mall. They could easily put one right here, you know, and it should be right on this site. There's no doubt in my mind it should be there. And I just feel that the more development you do, the more people are going to come out here. But you can't think that you're going to build a plaza and they're going to come out to the plaza. You got to build an attraction for them. I think the Bill Stadium is an attraction. Everybody's coming down here to look at it right now. But you need to have something here. Like you go to Pennsylvania, they got a water park in their mall. Do that here. You could do it right at the stadium site. There's so many things we could do. They could do baseball parks over. They could do hockey. There's so much they can do with that land, and I don't know why they're missing the boat on it.
Mark, anything else that you want to add that we haven't discussed?
If anybody's interested in property, give me a call.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.